Okay, again, good afternoon. We'll start now. Now it's almost 4:10. Okay, I know there are areas they are reporting heavy rain and all thing. Okay, but we can't wait because we have only 45 minutes. Then we'll start. Okay. Okay, first I'd like to introduce myself. I am Madhura Gamanayake, founder chairman of PBSS Group. Today, actually, we are going to start SAP Business One training program. This is the first time in the our history. We are doing the free training program for the entire audience. Actually, this is only for invited audience. Currently, also nearly 400 attendants are participating in this particular training. We are very happy to see. All are welcome. Okay. I hope you are all are safe with this COVID-19 situation. As a PBSS group, as a responsible group, over 18 years in experience in this industry, we thought what we can do for our society. Okay, we decided to conduct this free training program, SAP Business One, starting with, to get you all to idea what is SAP Business One, how to operate this, and allow you all to get the certification as well as a gold partner. If you have any questions, okay, we have today we have four panelists. First one is our group CEO Anjana Vijay Singh. Then second panelist is pre-sales consultant Upesha Pereira. Third one, today moderator is Gihan. Gihan is our business development manager. He's going to have some chat box. Then moderator will handle any question. If you have any question, please post the questions. Then you can try to answer all questions. Okay, today's session, training covers 200 minutes. Actually in the 5 days, over 5 days, starting from today, 4th. 5th, 6th, 9th, and 10th. Okay. 45 minutes training session and followed by the 15 minutes quiz session, basically. Whatever today training, we'll ask 5 questions. It's like a game-like. It's a very interesting thing, game-like. Our panelist CEO, Anjana, will handle that session. Then you can answer. Then you can see your knowledge and all things. Very simple, not the detailed things. Very simple question out of today things. Okay. Then please properly follow the course. And all participants who complete 200 minutes will receive the certification from PBSS. As well, we allowed you to log into SAP training portal and we'll give you a username and password to log into SAP Business One training portal and follow and detail study of SAP Business One. Okay, all completed 200 minutes completed, certification received, participant will give the login credentials to the SAP Business One portal to see and follow the detailed SAP Business One courses. Okay. Then we'll move into the today agenda, first day agenda. You can see there are a lot of areas we have to cover today. Okay, it's very difficult to cover 45 to one hour, but we know this is online training. Online training, you can't go more than 45 to one hour. It's not like a physical training. Okay. That's why we decided to, it's limited to 45 minutes per day and try to cover much as possible. And this all sessions will record that and will upload our YouTube, PBSS YouTube channel. You can download these trainings and you can follow again and again. Okay. Today agenda, first we'll discuss why you need the ERP systems and SAP introduction to SAP. What is SAP, SAP company, and what is SAP Business One? And SAP Business One modules, HANA, HANA Analytics, and mobile apps, and SAP Business One master files. Today, we are going to cover the all master files of SAP Business One. Finally, we'll planning to do SAP Business One alerts and approvals, workflows, that part of the syllabus. Okay, it's a 1 day, 45 minutes. Okay, we are planning to complete by 4:55. Then after that, 5-10 minutes quiz. Okay, but tomorrow we are planning to start sharp at 4. But you are having any suggestion, because these days I think there are rainy season start. If you want to start more earlier, please discuss with our moderator. We are okay to start even 3 o'clock because of this lighting situation. If you are suggesting, more candidates suggesting starting with 3 to 4, that we are okay. Okay, we can consider. I know they are reporting some areas they can't log because of the rain and the lighting and all that. We'll see it tomorrow program. Okay. Okay, why organization explore ERP system? First, why ERP system required? How ERP systems born basically in the world? Okay, you know, 30 years back, okay, it was only accounting solutions like data processing solution or business solution, basic business solution like finance and inventory. But after introduction of MRP 1, manufacturing resource planning 1, or material planning 1, and manufacturing resource planning 2, MRP 2, then accounting software linked with the MRP and resources, world developed software, companies develop ERP system called enterprise resource planning system. It's covered entire organization resource planning, not only finance, not only inventory. It's covered procurement, customer relationship management, supply chain management, and analytics, and all other information systems. That's called ERP system. Why we need ERP system over accounting solutions? Then world going for the digitalization. Okay, all companies world go for digitalization. Then we need good digitalized system, ERP system. It can handle entire organization resources, not only finance, even inventory, manufacturing, supply chain, customer relationship management, and you have to access on the go, mobility, all thing inbuilt with ERP system. Then organization are growing and organization are expanding basically. Growing means they grow business, they acquiring business, they multiple business line, multi companies, multiple business, multiple geographical areas. They expand to different countries basically. Okay. Then same like they're expanding their business in different verticals, domain and all things. Then your system should be capable to handle this big volume of data and functionality. Because if you are moving to the trade into manufacturing, then manufacturing functionality required, like MRP planner, capacity planning and all things. Then if you are moving to other country, multi-legislation, multi-tax system, multi-currencies, okay? These kind of things, branching, all information required. That's why companies move into the accounting solution ERP systems, because this expansion, growing digitalization can handle with the ERP system. Then after introduction of ERP system, SAP, world number one ERP company in the world currently, okay, they started to build ERPs. SAP is a world top ERP company in the world currently. You, according to 2020 branding statistics, they are top 10 brand in the world. Okay, you know, it's like Apple, Samsung, SAP, top 20, only software company. Microsoft is there. Microsoft is mainly operating system and all thing. As a ERP company, the SAP is the first 20 branding in the world in according to 2020 statistics. SAP is founded in 1972 in Germany. Currently, they are having more than 100,000 employees. Okay. And it's serving more than 440,000 companies in the world. 440,000 companies and 250 million users worldwide using SAP solutions. This is the most important statistic. 77% of the world transactions touches the SAP system. Okay, 77% of the world transaction touches SAP system. Then either you are using SAP big ERP or medium-sized ERP. Likewise, there are different products. Okay, 77% of the world's transaction touches SAP system. Then it's very, very valid to you all to learn SAP, one of the SAP products, one of the SAP products that is very useful for you all to add to your CV as well. Okay, then SAP having mainly three products. To understand, under SAP brand, there are three main products. You know, normally in the ERP and business solution market, we can divide into three levels basically. Tier 1 ERP, Tier 2 ERP, and the Tier 3 business software or Tier 3 solutions. Okay. Tier 1 ERP, SAP flagship product. Tier 1 ERP S/4HANA. It's a very big product, enterprise product, mainly for multinational, very big companies. It's Tier 1 ERP, expensive also. S/4HANA is the product for Tier 1 from SAP. Okay. Most interesting two products are Tier 2 ERPs. Countries like Sri Lanka, okay, Tier 2 is a medium to large enterprises. Medium to large enterprises. 95% of Sri Lanka business are medium, start small, medium to large enterprises. So we are having only 5% of enterprise level, very big organization. Okay, this Tier 2 ERPs, SAP introduced two products under SAP brand. One is SAP by design. Second one is SAP business one. Out of these two products, SAP business one is a more user-friendly as well as more popular product in Sri Lanka. Currently in Sri Lanka, around 250 customers, companies are using SAP Business One ERP solution. And recently SAP introduced SAP Business One cutoff version called SAP Business One Start. Same product, but some features, functionality not available for business software market instead of normal accounting solution. We know normally accounting solution like Sage products. We also partner for Sage, Sage 50, Sage 1, QuickBooks, and products like other products, accounting solution. Okay, these are all accounting solutions. They're having limitation of functionality. Like some product, they don't have multiple warehouse handling. Some product, they don't have multiple currency handling. Okay, there are a lot of limitations under these products. But SAP introduced SAP Business One Starter, rich with all information and all functionality. Okay, only limitation is manufacturing is not built, but other than that, even startup company now you can start with SAP Business One Starter package very cost effectively, and you can move into Tier 2 when you are expanding. Okay, that is the SAP portfolio currently. Three main products: SAP S/4HANA, SAP by design, and SAP Business One. Okay, we'll move into the SAP Business One now. SAP Business One is a more popular product and very famous product in the world, using more than 70,000 companies in the world. Okay, and 70,000 companies and more than 1 million users worldwide. Okay, and you can see there are a lot of implementation partners, more than 50 country localization and languages, and 170 plus countries worldwide using SAP Business One. Very, very popular and fast moving, very user friendly ERP, SAP Business One. Okay. SAP Business One come with it's like a suit product. It's a suit in the box, basically. It's all modules, all functions are inbuilt with the product license. No need to buy separate modules as such. All modules required for any organization, it's inbuilt with the product. It's called digital core of the SAP business. It's come with all modules. I'll come to the module later. Then it's linked with the analytics, with the HANA introduction of SAP. I'll come to the HANA also later. Analytics is very, very powerful. Analytics are available. And cloud technology, you can deploy in cloud also. And IoT, Internet of Things, okay? And machine learning, we'll come to these things. Big data, I can handle. And mobile technology, all latest digital platforms are available with SAP Business One. That means you are not going to update with this product. This is for the next 10 years, 20 years, you can expand and you can go with this particular ERP. Okay, these are the modules under SAP Business One. You can see first column is management and administration, all set up. Part handled by the management and administration module. You can set up your chart of account structure and your currencies, your tax system, your multiple locations, branches, all things you can set up under administration module. Then next module is accounting and financials. All financial related setups and transactions and handled by accounting and financials. Okay, starting with chart of accounts, journal entries, recurring postings, fixed assets, cash books, fixed bank reconciliations, all handle under finance, accounting and financial area. Then next one is the supply chain management, purchasing and supply chain management. all procurement process can handle with the SAP Business One, starting with purchase quotation, purchase requisition, purchase order, GRN, supply invoice, supply returns, all supplier procurement related functionality can handle under purchasing procurement module. Then next one is a customer relationship management. Its inbuilt CRM module is there. You can handle your opportunity leads. You can maintain your campaigns and you can manage your customers. You can build your inventory and warehouse inventory management with warehousing. You can handle your multiple warehousing, bin location and serial number, lot number expiry date and product grouping, product unit of measure, multi-notch, all things you can handle inventory and warehouse management. Then next one is a production and MRP. You can do manufacturing resource planning and you can link with the discrete manufacturing, stage by stage manufacturing. And likewise, you can handle different manufacturing method under production and MRP. Next one is a project and resource management. We have a project and resource management module. Okay. You can do the project handling like project related industries. You know what are the project related industry like construction industry, any insulation industry, like all industries come under project and resources. That project and resource area and service area, service part also like after sales service, warranty tracking, after sales service, that all handle under project resource and service module. And solution customization. You can customize your solution without any problem. Okay, why? With the introduction of SAP HANA, HANA platform, you enables to developers to develop modules and plug with SAP. As well as SAP inside, you can design your screens and you can modify your screens without any additional time and all the very simple operation. Customization also possible. Then top of the screen, you can see it's supporting web client architecture, and supporting mobility, analytics, and multiple localization and languages, like all things inbuilt. That's why we are calling this is suit in the box product. Suit in the box product. Okay, next. SAP Business One comes with the two versions. SAP, two databases basically. One is a SQL, you all know SQL database, commercial database in the world, SQL database. Second one is the latest introduction with SAP HANA database. SAP HANA database. What is HANA? I think this name is sometimes new to y'all. What is HANA? HANA is a SAP introduction. HANA is an in-memory technology. Okay. All your volumes, data handling, not your hard disk in memory. You can see. In normally any servers, normal systems, all data processing happen in your hard disk. Okay, but here all data processing, storing, handling your memory is a in-memory technology. Then you can imagine it's normally says it's a 10 times faster than normal data processing is with the HANA technology. And HANA is not only database, it's a platform. Okay, SAP introduce a platform. HANA come with the database as well as analytics. Very rich with analytics. You can design your dashboard, KPIs, and a lot of things you can design through the HANA. And it's service layer available. Through service layer, you can plug in any add-ons. Like if you want to plug in your point of sale system to SAP Business One, or if you want to plug in your shop portal, to your SAP Business One, very easily we can plug in without any detailed programming. That is the service layer. This all facility available with SAP HANA introduction. Okay. Okay. Jan, if any things, any, please check with people. There are some people, they are raising hands. Can you check with them if they are having technical problems? If they can't hear, just check.
And there are some questions also.
Okay, we'll answer the questions finally. Okay, then next one, SAP Business One analytics. SAP Business One come with analytics. I already explained to you all. Okay, it's come with the dashboards. It's inbuilt, more than 100 plus dashboards are available. You can modify, okay? And you can design your own dashboard also. We'll come to live training, then you can see how powerful this SAP Business One analytics dashboards KPIs. These are some samples only for your information purpose. Then KPIs. It's inbuilt KPIs available with the product. Okay, you can set up different KPIs. No limitation actually. You can set up your profitability KPIs, your gearing KPIs, your performance KPI, your quality KPIs in production, anything you can set up under a KPI module. We'll see in the live system how we are going to set up the KPI as well. Then web client. Recent introduction, SAP with the version 10. Okay, they introduce web client architecture as well for some part of the SAP product, mainly for sales and purchases, custom and supply area. Then through web browser, like a 100% cloud product, web browser, you can access the SAP product without any other lines, like normally without having any remote desktop connection. Okay, not the 100% product, part of the product web client that also will demonstrate to you all to understand what is web client and how we are going to use the web client as well. Then next one is a mobile apps. SAP comes with free mobile apps with your license. There are three mobile apps. Okay, this is a live mobile apps. First one is SAP Business One app. It's come with the normal license. And other two apps come with the HANA version. One is a sales app for mainly for salespeople and the sales managers. Third one is a service app for service related people, technicians, your service managers and all. Three apps come free of charge with your license. No need to buy separately. If you buy, say, 50 license in SAP Business One, based on the license types, you are getting these mobile apps. Okay, mainly if we are like managing directors, CEOs, GMs, they can use these mobile apps. They're on the go. They can do the approvals and they can see their alerts, what is going on in the business, their financial information and their KPIs, all things you can monitor in the SAP Business One normal app. Then sales app, you can track your leads, prospect, and you can raise your quotation and you can raise your sales order as well in the sales app. Third one is a service app, mainly for technician. They can visit your customer places. They can open the job. They can record all machine fault and all thing. You can photo, you can attach all information. You can work with the SAP Business One service app. These three apps fully integrated with SAP main system through their internet, their connections. Okay. This is a very secured connections. They link. Okay. And you can, these three apps, you can check actually. It's the free of charge. You can download if you have an Android, if you have Android product. Okay. You can download from your Google Play Store. Or if it's you're having a mobile app, Apple phone, then you can App Store, you can download. These are the products, three names. One is SAP Business One app. Second one is a Business One sales app. And third one is a service app. You can go to the Google Play and you can download, or you can go to the App Store and you can download. And free demo is there with the data, and you can play and you can see. You can see the information, what are the information available, these apps. Okay, all things you can download free of charge. It's a trial version, not expired, but demo data is available. Then you can play and see what are the information and how useful this information for your business. These are some screens in mobile apps. You can see some different things. Intelligent enterprises. You know, that is the nowadays, ERP is also, now ERP is a base core system. Now companies require intelligent enterprise. Go beyond normal ERP. Okay. In SAP, because of the SAP HANA and service layer, they are supporting intelligent enterprise add-ons, okay, as one add-on like machine learning. What is machine learning means? Okay, you know, there are a lot of sites, website, buying sites, shopping carts and all things. When you are purchasing some item, they suggest, okay, you can buy, okay, with this product, other all clients purchase these items, or they suggest last month you purchase this with this item, these particular two items as well. Likewise, system suggests based on their learnings, system learning history, they suggest, this is one example only for your buying. Same like for any decision, they can support based on the machine learning. Okay, that is machine learning capability. Second one is the Internet of Things, IoT. Okay, as example, now this COVID-19 period, there are a lot of Twitter going on, Twitter messages. Okay, lot of research Twitter's going on. Lot of scientists put some Twitter, but there are raw data basically. There are all are raw data. Okay, then Internet of Things, IoT, plugins, the SAP business one, you can collect this all tweeting information and you can analyze and see, okay, what is the statistics of COVID-19 current situation? Okay, what are the areas is mostly affected? Okay, what are the areas of mostly dead? And what are the new innovation vaccine going to be? Who is the number one currently? Likewise, all statistics you can generate through the system is called IoT. And you know Alexa in the phone, you can integrate with Alexa, Twitter apps and retail to get your buying behavior, the people, this all IoT functionality, basically this all IoT functionality, you can link with the SAP Business One. Okay. You can develop this kind of IoT functionality and plug into the SAP Business One product. Next one is a machine integration. A lot of companies, they are having a lot of machines in manufacturing area. Okay. They are manufacturing some items. Okay. Production per data and labor data, time in, time out, and their capacity data. Okay. All machine related data you can link without manually entering into the system in your production process. You can integrate your machines to the SAP Business One product and automatically SAP Business One product pick this information and update your production data, your production order and information. This whole thing is possible in the machine integration as well. This all are possible with SAP Business One. It's an open, flexible product. It provides platform to the developers and the companies expand their business. And roadmap of SAP Business One is a very healthy roadmap. Currently, we are in the 10.10 version. Every year, they are releasing two versions according to world requirement. Okay, they are adding more features and they are releasing two versions, all features, all functions, all things free of charge to the client. Okay, no need to upgrade with the SAP license. You are getting all free of charge products. Then deployment method. This is another important area for the Sri Lankan client. Then they'll ask how we are going to deploy this product. Do you need very big servers? Okay. There are two methods of deployments are possible. One is the on-premise deployment. That means you can buy servers and you can keep in your IT department. Okay. You can install the software and you can work. It's called on-premise. You can buy servers and install the software and you can work. It's called on-premise. Or you can host it in the cloud. Okay. Okay. You know, world number one hosting provider is Amazon, AWS. So world number one basically company as well, AWS. There are AWS you can host. We are working with AWS. You can host in AWS. Or you know Microsoft Azure. Okay, that also very famous cloud provider. Or you can host it in AWS or Microsoft Azure. This our SAP product. Okay, then what is the advantage basically? What are the advantage in hosting or cloud hosting? Okay, no IT cost, no infrastructure cost. Okay, no backup cost. No need big IT department to maintain. No initial capital cost for the hardware. All handled by hosting provider as well as your partner because it's a managed service. No need to worry of backup. No need to worry of the threats. Okay? Cyber threats and all thing. All thing handled. Your data is secured in the hosted side. No downtime basically what we are seeing 99.9 available. No downtime basically. Second thing is on-premise server. On-premise server, your own servers. Okay. Advantage is you have a data in your site and one-time payment only. No need to pay every month as a subscription. Okay. One-time hardware payment. then you can buy your servers, keep in your office, and your IT department can maintain. Both options are available. It's a very flexible product. Both options are available. Okay, now this particular training, you can download, you can log in to, you can visit our YouTube channel, PBSS YouTube channel, and you can download, you can subscribe and you can download. Now, there are 5 sessions live from today. Then training, you can repeat again and again. If you miss today something, or if you disturb something for you today, okay, that's why we are going to record. We are recording this and we'll upload to our YouTube channel. Then you can subscribe and you can use for your future training purpose. Okay. Then we'll move into the live training session now, okay, with the product. Today, what I'm going to discuss is SAP main modules and analytics and the SAP KPIs, analytics and all that. Okay. Okay. Okay, left-hand side, you can see this is SAP screen, actually. This is the SAP screen. Now you can see left hand side, these are the all modules in the SAP Business One. You can see it's a very simple, like accounting solution. It's not a very complicated, even though it's a ERP, it's not a very complicated. Left hand side, you can see all the modules available in the SAP Business One. First module is the administrator module. As I explained in the previous slides, administration module is the setup module basically. You are set up your company and set up your currency, your taxation, your grouping customer, your warehousing, all set up part handled in the administration module. Then second module is a financial module. In the financial module only, you are maintaining your chart of accounts and your profit centers, your cost centers, and all set up under financial module. Okay, very simple. Then next one is a CRM and opportunity, customer relationship management and your opportunity management. Your opportunity is customers, customer relationship management, like satisfy these customers, complaint management, all things you can handle in this CRM module and opportunity module. Next one, sales module. In sales module, all sales related transaction you can handle through the sales module. Okay, we are going detail in the coming sessions with each and every module. I'm going to just briefly explain you to idea, get the idea what are the modules available in system. Sales module, all sales related transactions starting with your sales quotation. Your accreditation handling the sales module. Then next one is a purchasing module. Okay, purchasing module. All purchasing related transactions, starting with your purchase quotation, then purchase requisition, then your purchase order, then your GRN, goods receive note, then supply invoice, any supply returns, all purchasing related transaction handle purchasing module. Next module is a business partner. Not like your accounting solution, SAP called business partners means they are customers, suppliers, and leads. You can see our customers also are business partners. Our suppliers also are business partners. Our prospect to our leads also are business partners. And the business buyers module, an accounting solution, supplier module, and the lead module. But here, under one module, it's very easily you can access. Three masters. Then banking master, all banks payments, all payments, all incoming payments, that means your collection, receipts, and your bank transfers, all bank related section is inventory module. Questions, inventory answers, inventory stock count, and all inventory related transaction you can handle inventory module. Then resources. In SAP having separate resource master. Why we need the enterprise ERP to maintain, manage your enterprise resource? Then we have to maintain our resources, no? Then what are the resources like? Your fixed, your vehicles also your resource. Your machinery is a resource. Okay? Your labor is a resource, basically. All resources we can set up under resource master, and we can link to the relevant module. We can set up your all machineries under resource master and link to the production. You can set up your all vehicles under resource master and link to the fixed asset module. And you can set up all your labors in labor grades and link to your human resource master. Okay. Then all resources we can maintain in one place, and under resources, you can maintain your capacity of the machinery and place or anything. Next one is a production. Production, you know, is a discrete manufacturing. Or your process manufacturing. You can start with your MRP planner, manufacturing resource planning, and you can open your work orders and you can do the manufacturing. Okay, you can handle detailed manufacturing under SAP Business One, linking with all three elements like material, labor, and your resources like overheads. All things you can add, and you can do the full costing with the manufacturing. That link with two modules, production and MRP. Then next one is a service module. Why service required? Most of the company, they manufacture products, sometime buying and selling product. After you sold this product, you have to do the maintenance. There are a lot of places it's having warranties. Okay, you have to maintain warranties. You have to do the repairing. You have to after sale service to your client. Then in service module, you can open your equipment card. You can open the jobs and you can do the servicing. Entire servicing part, after sales part, handled by the service module. Human resource. Human resource is the most important part of your manufacturing for your manufacturing labor, skilled labor, unskilled labor. In sales, your salesperson, area managers, reps, okay, all people. Any human is linked with your business, you can maintain under human resource module and link with the relevant transaction to track the information. Next one is a project management. Project management, so it's a very powerful module again. You can maintain your old projects. It's a project related organization, you know, construction industry. Okay, you want to maintain your project management, you have to have your budget estimation. And you have to plan through the Gantt chart, you have to plan the project status, project progress, and you want to get the actuals and get the variance, like project related thing. Project management can handle by the project module. It's another module under SAP Business One. And finally, reporting. Each and every module linked with reports, plus separately we have a reporting module also. Other than the analytics, dashboard and KPI, we have a 100 plus standard reports like the reports, normal outstandings, stock aging, your payables, receivables, cash books, P&L, balance sheet, cash flow statement. Likewise, all standard reports available for business. These all reports are available in the SAP Business One standard reporting. And you can modify this reporting what according to your requirement through your crystal reporting. And you can use the analytics dashboards and KPIs to more analyze your information. Okay, that is a brief explanation of the what are the modules. You can see it's a very simple, even though it's a ERP, it's a very simple thing, simple module to understand. Okay, then next thing is middle of the screen. You can see middle of the screen. Okay, middle of the screen. You can see the middle of this is called cockpit. Okay, what we are calling is a cockpit. But the cockpit of the person who are going to access the system. Okay, we'll assume. Okay, finance manager log into the system. Then what finance manager want to see in the morning is relevant to the finance manager information. He don't want to see all information in what is going on in the business. But What are the relevant for him? We'll say CEO or general manager or managing director log into the system. Then managing director want to see what are the information relevant. Quick information like your GP, gross profit, your net profit, your BAM balance, payables. These are the information what CEO want to see. Then you can set up different dash. Then CEO login. CEO can see is the person relevant, the CEO relevant information, dashboards and KPIs. You can see the KPIs, total sales KPI. Okay. Total sales KPI go up. Total sales KPI, 2.7K. Why it says green? Company have a standard KPI. Okay. At least we'll assume 200,000 only our sales KPI for this month. Now, but this is say 2.7K. That means it's more than our standard KPI. That's why it shows as a green. Then our CEO knows, okay, we are above our KPI currently. Then third column, third tab. You can say 304 gross profit. Gross profit is less than what we are expecting our KPI. Our KPI will say 500. Okay, we'll assume 500,000. Then but it's less than, currently is less than that. Okay, then these kind of quick information you can see. And there are other things like your profitability graphs, your top five customers, top five sales, your BAM balances, your working capital balance currently, what is your working capital, all information. This dashboard you can customize. What we are demonstrating, what we are explaining to you is the standard thing. Now, okay, we'll explain now. We'll demonstrate, we'll train you all. It's a very simple how to modify the dashboard. Okay, how we are going to modify the dashboard. Very simple. It's not a rocket science, so it's not a programming thing. You can see here, there are three tabs. One is my KPIs. The second one is my dashboard. Third one, my advanced dashboard. My dashboard is my dashboard. This current available dashboard. Okay, we can select the simple dashboard here. Simple dashboard. Okay, my sales dashboard. Okay, we can select what is the existing. This is existing dashboard. You can select the existing dashboard. Okay. Now this is the existing graph. This is actually sales by period. This is sales by period. This is sales by period. You can see the screen, no? Sales by period. Now we want to add. We want to add customer to this also. Just we can drag and drop the customer. Then sales by period by customer. It's very simple. Graph is changing. Sales by period by customer. It's automatically changing customer name. Then sales by period by thing. Go up and change the graph thing. Then we can change the graph pattern also. This is a normal column chart. If you need the pie chart, you can change the pie chart. And you can save these charts and you can save it in your cockpit. You can save this chart and you can save in your cockpit. That is very simple. You can handle. And we can go to the advanced dashboard build. Okay. You don't want the standard dashboards. You don't want the standard dashboard. You need the advanced dashboard. Like you want to see all things in one place. Like customer 360 analysis. That means you need the customer outstanding, customer orders, as well as customer sales and other information. Like that's called advanced dashboard. Customer 360 analysis. Like that also we can develop. We can design without big involvement. This customer 360 analysis is already available in the system. You can go to the customer 360 dashboard and you can see. Go to customer 360 analysis. Okay, one first tab is a general tab. Second tab is the customer information. Third tab is a product information. Okay. Can you close this? It's not visible. It's not visible.
Can Mr. you? Madhura?
Yes.
The screen is not visible, Mr. Madhura.
Yeah. Not visible. That's why even. Naraka, can you help me? It's not visible. You can close this and come back again. I think think some technical issue. Excuse.
Can we take up few questions till then?
Yeah, what are the questions? We can take up some questions.
There's a question that asks, what about the SAP market share in Sri Lanka? This is from Amita.
Yeah, SAP market share. You have to see the three. You see the triangle, no? SAP mainly up to last year, like even 2020 mid, they focus in ERP market only. Okay, not for the accounting software market. Okay, our Sri Lanka, most of the companies, you know, startups and SMEs only. That is nearly 50%, 40% of the market is the startup and the small business. For that, SAP not positioned their product for that market up to 2020 mid. After they introduced this starter product, SAP Business One starter only, okay, they start up with the this particular market also. Then the ERP market, we can say SAP is a leading. SAP is a leading product. We don't have exact statistics in what is the SAP thing, but I see according to the SAP Business One only, we have more than 300 ERP client in Sri Lanka market, 300 plus. In S/4HANA, most of the ERP using company, like, you know, John Keels, they are using S/4HANA. Mass Group, they are using S/4HANA. You know, these main groups in Sri Lanka, they are using S/4HANA. Okay. V1, mid-market, more than 300 to 400 companies using SAP Business One ERP. This is a rich little bit.
Yeah. SAP is the market leader, I would say, no?
Yeah, they are the market leader. Not only Sri Lanka, they are the world market leading company. Taraka, there's an issue in the your screen. You can close and come back again.
There's another question. What about the pricing? This is from Ruan.
Mm-hmm. Pricing, actually, SAP Business One pricing come with the license. There are two types of license, SAP Business One Professional and Limited. That one is a license component of the SAP. Second one, the implementation component of the SAP Business One. Okay. Then all depend on how many license you require, what are the type of license you require, and what is the implementation scope. Implementation scope. It's like a trading company, scope is very low. But if it's a manufacturing company, little bit high scoping. Okay. Likewise, you have to see the scope of the implementation as well. Total cost of ownership is license plus implementation. Okay. Tara, can you close this and come back?
Then there's another question.
No, we can't see the screen.
Yeah, Mr. Madhura, we will do from end because there's a technical issue from Taraka's side. So give us one or 2 minutes. We will log in you.
Okay.
Till that time, we'll take up another questions. They are asking whether they can use it in parts. I think this is a box product. I think that what they're asking is whether they can use it in parts.
Yeah, that's possible. Even though it's a box product, license come with the all modules. But most of the companies in Sri Lanka, so they purchase the license. Okay. But what we are implementing is what you're required. Like, we'll say you are a trading company, your company is import and distribution. Then you don't want manufacturing module to implement. You don't want project management module to implement. Okay, even though it's having the feature, but what we are implementing is that particular area you require. Then we'll say when you expand and you move into the manufacturing or you move into the production or project management side, then you can implement that part as well. That is the advantage. No need to buy separately and all things. License come with the all information. Yes, Anjana, any questions? I think there are some technical, I think, power failure there. Very sorry, you know, we are all not in the office environment. It's a 2-3 places we are actually handling. Sometimes there are power failures, internet things.
Okay. Mr. Madhura,
now we can see the screen. Now we can
continue the session.
Yeah, this is 360 analysis. What I explained, customer 360 analysis. You can see first tab is a general tab. First tab is a general tab. It's a general information of the customer. Second tab is your customer sales tab, all sales related information. Then order fulfillment information and your receivable information. all customer outstanding receivable, order full meet monthly, so your orders and all things. That's called customer 360 analysis. One dashboard, you can see entire customer information. One dashboard in customer information. Okay. That is the advantage of like advanced dashboard in SAP Business One. You can see how nice this product and what are the information is available to the top management, middle management, and operational managers. Okay. Okay. That's all basically dashboards and all things. Okay. And you can study this dashboard. We'll provide what I explained to you all after the course. We'll share you the login to the SAP Business One learning portal. Then you can study this dashboard designing, and you can study advanced finance management. You can study advanced sales management, sales and distribution, all things you can study. What we are going to do these 5 days is give some brief idea of the product. Then top of that, like a foundation of the product, then top of that, we can build. Okay. Now almost 5. Okay. We'll move into the other areas now. Okay. Then we are moving to the other areas. Some says they can't visible the screen. Can you share again? Okay. Can now it's visible to you all? Please, if any problem, please chat and raise your hand. If you can't visible the screen. Two participants raise hands, but others can see, no?
I think Bandhu can't see it since. Gihan, can you help him?
Some say they can see. Okay, they can see. That means that you have a machine issue. Can you check?
Oh, maybe the certain areas, I think lines are congested.
Yeah, that's why. That's because lines are very weak. I think that's why screens are it's not visible to some people. Okay. This screen is a web client. This is a web client, latest introduction to the SAP Business One. Now you can see, one shot, go to web client, my company dashboard. Can you go to the my company dashboard, please? And here also we can see the web client also, you can see your analytics, like go to company dashboard. Yeah, log in to web client. You have to log into a 53 million up to now, and your purchase figure up to now 44 million. Then your area wise, so your industry wise, your connection industry wise. What you are having currently, then your inventory values, warehouse wise, your inventory values, and your sales posting and other information. Like you can go down your quantity sold, your top selling products, your gross profit 10 versus sales. Likewise, your entire organization information you can see. You can see how nice these analytics, how important these analytics for your business, day to day decision making, and all things available online. Real time for you all. No need to run anything. It's an online real time thing. Okay, now we'll move into the SAP product. And move into the SAP product now. This is a web client architecture. If you miss something, don't worry. We are recording this session. Then you can download these things. Okay, don't worry. Can you share the screen, please? Okay. Now you can see the left hand side, all modules. Okay, all modules what we explained. So administration module, finance module, CRM, opportunity, sales AR, purchase AR, business partner, banking, inventory, resource management, production. Okay, first one is the financials. Okay, go to financials. You will allow us to 5-10 minutes now because we started actually 4:10. Give us 10 minutes, then I can cover the basic thing what we have to cover today. Chart of accounts. In the chart of accounts, you can set up all chart of accounts relevant to your business. Okay. And in SAP Business One chart of accounts, you can go either segmental accounting. You know what is segmental accounting? Segmental accounting means in the GL, and you can link the different segments like your profit center, your branches, your countries, or your profit SBUs as a segment. You can go up to 10 segments in SAP Business One. Okay, you can go to up to 10 segments in SAP Business One GL Finance. Okay, cost center concept. Okay, dimension. Okay, without going to segments, but the problem in the segments, it's a chart of accounts is more bulky, no? If you are adding segments, if you are into 10 branches, same sales account, you have 10 accounts basically. 10 branches mean 10 sales account. Without going to segment, in SAP Business One, allow you to go to with the dimension method. That, what is the dimension? Dimension means you can set up your profit centers, branches separately without link with your chart of account. While you are doing the transactions, you can select your sales accounts automatically link, and you can select your dimension, which branch, what is the profit center, SBU, and all. Then automatically all information posting, and you can produce the report without linking with the chart of accounts, your profit center wise, cost center wise, your branch wise, your SBU wise, your profitability and other information. That is a another advantage in SAP Business One financials. Okay. And it's supporting multiple currencies. You can set up the confidential accounts. Okay. And you can set up the confidential account, and you can set up the control accounts. Then control account, you can't pass journal entries and all. This is a financial account. It's a very, very powerful financial chart of accounts and financial master file. This is a chart of accounts, a master file. And right hand side, you can see the types of the accounts. It's a liability, or it's an equity, or revenue, cost of sales. These are, we are calling drawers. They're based on the inside the drawers only, we are creating chart of accounts. This is a cost of sale. We select the cost of sale drawer, and we are selecting, the system knows this particular account is a cost of sale account, and another information. Okay. This is basically master file in GL. Then we'll move into the our business partners. Business partner. Business, you select the business partner, and you can select your, you say customer. Okay, this is a customer master basically. This is a customer, you can see customer and customer code, and coding also, you can have automatic coding or manual coding. Both one is possible. And customer name, customer group, customer currencies, customer contacts, and you can say in the right side of the thing, customer sales employee, who the sales rep, and the territory of the business, and all customer related information. And top of the screen, you can see account balances. Any given time, you can see customer account balance, customer accounts balance, and you can drill down this account balance, and you can see graphically as well this account balance. Okay, no need to go to reports, no need to go to reports. You can see the all information, and you can go to the graphical also, graph wise also you can see. Graphs also you can change customer balances. Okay, same like you can see other information like customer deliveries, orders, opportunities, and all things. And other tabs, your contact person, your addresses of customer, payment terms. Very important thing is payment terms. Payment terms is your credit limit, credit period, customer discounts, and customer all custom price list. Credit types and all information come under payment terms. And your payment run, your bank details of the customer, then accounting, accounting integration, you know, this particular customer layer, we should link with the GL. Then accounting link under accounting tab. Okay. And consolidation. There are incident. There are multiple. Like you say, Cargill's situation. Cargill's having branches, lot of branches. But what they are doing is their payments come through the head office only. Then we have a payment consolidation option for this customer. Then master and sub customers. Like we can set up the master customer and sub customer. Then we can do the consolidation, payment consolidation. Then we can see one screen, all outstanding under Cargill's. That advanced features also available under customer module. Then properties. There are property module. You can add unlimited additional things and remarks and attachment. You can add unlimited attachment to the database, customer master. And you can add unlimited additional fields as well. Customer related additional fields. You can select, you can add additional fields to the customer master. This is the customer master. Okay. You all can practice under your session. Okay. AR session, when you are logging to the SAP portal, there's a live system available to you all. You can practice. Even this video also available, training video also, that also you can practice. Okay. The next one is a supplier master, same like customer, supplier master also. Okay, supplier, same like customer, all supply related information is maintained, you know, supply code, supply number, supply grouping, supply currency, vendor master, all supply related information. Okay. Under business partner, you can maintain your customers, you maintain your vendors, and third one is your leads or prospect. All three modules, all three masters come under business partner module. Got it? Okay. General contacts and all. Okay. When we are going to again transaction AP and AR, we'll explain again this masters detail. Okay. Today I'm briefing the masters only. Then when we are going to transaction, purchasing transaction, we'll start with the creating new vendor. And after that only, we are going to start the transaction. Okay. Then next one is banking inventory module. Inventory module. Under inventory module, you can maintain your items. SAP is a very powerful in inventory. SAP is very, very powerful in inventory. Okay. Then as an inventory module, you can have an inventory code, description, your item types, item groups, multiple unit of measure. You know, there are a lot of incident. You are purchasing item in packets or bulk or drums and issuing the liters, kilograms, grams, numbers. Then this conversion automatically handled by the inventory module under multiple unit of measure in the SAP business one. Okay, then next one is your serial number and batch number tracking. Serial number and batch number. Batch number means your expiry dates, like pharmaceutical perishable items companies, they are maintaining batch numbers. Then your warranty services, electronic related companies, they are maintaining serial numbers. Okay, these both systems are possible, both are available under SAP Business One system. Okay, then other tabs like purchasing tab, all purchasing related information of this particular product, like preferred vendor and all related things. Okay, go to sales data, sales related information, and you can see the sales information as well. Inventory data, you can maintain all your warehouses. You know, particular item you can store in the multiple godowns, multiple stores. Then warehouse you can link here. Okay, multiple warehouse. And warehouse wise, you can give the reorder level, lead times and all things. Okay, that's a very powerful warehouse management system. And warehouse also, you can go up to bin location as well. We'll explain in the transaction level. You can go to up the bin location as well. Then planning data, go to planning data. You can plan the data, MRP, or this is a buying item or manufacturing item. Likewise, you can do the planning data. And production data, like what are the production related data for this particular item, and attachment, you can do the attachments also, like all item related information of this particular product. Okay, this is the item master and additional fields as well. You can maintain unlimited additional fields under this particular master. Under additional fields under this particular master, that means if you want to add color, size, or any additional fields, that all thing you can handle under this particular master, additional fields as well. Okay, that is a product master. And costing method, the valuation method. What are the valuation method possible in SAP Business One? We can handle moving average, stock valuation method, or FIFO, moving average, FIFO, or standard costing. Moving average, FIFO, or standard costing. Okay, you can decide what is the method, valuation method you are going to have. Okay, most of the company using moving average, but if your company interesting FIFO, you can do the FIFO. If your company is 100% manufacturing company, you want to standard costing, then you can go to the standard costing as well. Okay, any method is possible for the stock valuation, valuation method as a valuation method. Okay. Now, according to the today's session, there are some masters we have to cover, but because of the time constraint, we didn't start on time. Okay. Therefore, for the today, I'm going to stop my training this time, but from tomorrow, I'm going to catch up. What are the missing areas? That means we have to cover the resource master, we have to cover the production master, service master, and project master, and recap what we did today totally. And we'll move into the tomorrow session, tomorrow syllabus as well. Okay. But we are going to start tomorrow sharp at 4 o'clock. You can see time is not enough to cover all things. Okay. But I'll try my best to cover whatever miss today and tomorrow also. We'll start at 4 o'clock sharp tomorrow. And as a recap, what we covered today, actually, we covered what are the basic modules, what are the modules under SAP Business One. Number two, analytics in SAP Business One, mobile apps in SAP Business One, and after that, a web client portal under SAP Business One. Then we move into the masters. We cover chart of accounts. We can go to segmental accounting or dimensioning, and you can go up to 10 segments. Then under business partner, we cover the customer supplier and the customer master, supplier master, and the lead master. And the inventory module, we covered the inventory master. The three valuation methods are possible: moving average, FIFO, and standard costing. Okay, we covered basic up to that level. Balance part we'll cover tomorrow, and after that we are going to move into the balance thing. Okay.